County, the Shepherd Bay CSD regular board meeting is now called to order. Would you all please stand and follow Director Gucho on the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present.
Thank you. Now, this is time for public comment on any item that is not showing up on the agenda tonight. Frank?
Frank Islington, Discovery Bay Boulevard. At the November 20, 2019 Town Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting, a homeowner requested that two agenda items be added to the Town of Discovery Bay's Board of Directors meeting on December 4, 2019. Or on December 18, 2019, or the annual Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority meeting also scheduled on December 18, 2019. Why is the homeowner requested agenda item 1 to use business activities unrestricted net assets to eliminate the $8.01 monthly water meter installation charge and reimburse the $8.01 water meter charge already collected not on the agenda? The board of directors were shown prior to installations that the funds were available and were also shown that other California communities did not charge homeowners for water meter installations. Why is the requested agenda item 2 to dissolve the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority so homeowners may vote on tax, fee, and charge increases not on the agenda? The board of directors knew and know that it is taxation representation each time the town of Discovery Bay's board issues revenue bonds. Homeowners evaluate the performance of the town of Discovery Bay's elected officials on what happens in meetings. Homeowners form opinions of the town of Discovery Bay's elected officials by what happens at meetings. Meetings are a time to impress homeowners favorably and show homeowners that the elected officials are capable of doing their job. Meetings are the time homeowners want to believe that elected officials are listening to homeowners rather than preventing discussions. This is the second homeowner request to add the two agenda items to the December 18, 2019 board meetings. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing no other public comment, I'll close public comment. Move on to C category consent calendar. Any items that any board member wish to pull off to discuss for? Seeing none?
Move approval of consent calendar.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. D1, Diane Burgess, I understand, is unavailable. Sheriff's Office?
Sheriff's Office,
Carol?
Yes.
Is this up?
It should be.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'm Lieutenant Jukowski, Contra County Sheriff's Office. I'm temporarily helping out Roy Belt Station until another lieutenant gets promoted or they move someone into the position permanently. I'm currently the Assistant Patrol Division Commander, so I'm in Patrol Division, but just not permanently assigned out here. But I'm going to take care of the monthly stats for the month. So having looked at the stats for the Disco Bay specific area, it looks like we responded to 429 calls. Of those 429 calls, 34 of those were traffic stops, and 35 of them actually ended up in reports. We made 4 actual arrests. Well, I can say we actually made 5 arrests, but 2 of them were obviously in stolen vehicles, so I counted that as only 4 arrests. And other than that, we took 1 burglary, 1 stolen vehicle, we had 2 vandalisms. And the one item of note that I made was in reports, or at least looking at reports, was the theft of the lights from the sign out front. They checked for people nearby that cameras might be witnesses, but so far I have no leads, no witnesses to that theft. Do I have any questions at this point in time?
Thank you for checking on the lights.
Oh, no problem, sir. I'll let you guys know if anything comes up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Officer Thomas, CHP.
Pretty casual tonight.
I'm actually on vacation, so.
Well, thank you for being here.
I'm rolling in here real quick.
Thank you.
So, Officer Thomas of the Highway Patrol, the activity we had here last month was arrest-wise, there were six total. One was for under the influence of marijuana. We had one arrest for a warrant, one for driving on suspended license for DUI, and then one for possession of illegal substances. Citation-wise, there was 15 for speed, 4 for reg, 1 seatbelt, and 5 other, which would be like cell phones. And then that's all the stats I got. I wasn't able to talk to any of the guys. I've kind of been away from the office and stuff like that. But have you guys have any concerns you want me to pass on to some of the individuals?
The only question I have is, are we still taking a look at the folks trying to get around the delineators?
Around the delineators, I haven't talked to any of you guys. I know I've been trying to get them to come out here. Mike parks in the afternoon, you know, but the commute's the opposite way. I got Officer Pettyjohn, that's been getting pretty good at coming out here, but they start at 5:30, and graveyards, good luck getting them out here. But I haven't, last time we had a meeting, I haven't gone out there.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it's tapering off, but keep focus on it if you could.
Yeah, we'll try to pass them on there, but it's, you know, there's always going to be those.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Battalion Chief McCumber, PCCFPD, Fire Department.
Good evening, Board. So for the month of November, there were 45 calls in Discovery Bay with average response time of 942. Happy to report there were no major incidents on the fire side for the month, so it's always a good thing. District-wide, there were 625 calls with an average response time of 837. That included responding to 8 residential structure fires, 2 commercial fires, 8 vehicle fires, 11 vegetation fires, and 17 exterior fires. We also responded to 28 vehicle accidents with an additional 6 requiring rescue. 2 vehicle versus pedestrian accidents, 2 motorcycle accidents, and 1 bicycle accident. I am happy to report that as of this coming Monday the 9th, it is officially declared the end of fire season. I think we're good today, though. But as we all can see around, there are still some places with some weeds. And for people in the audience here and the message we're going to start pushing, get on them now, get on them early, because next year, next fire season's already around the corner. Fire season's a much bigger time frame than it used to be in the years past. March will be here before we know it. So start thinking about that kind of stuff now. The last time I was here, I dropped off some flyers to Carol over here about the We Are Listening campaign. That will be coming to a wrap here real soon. So if you haven't had a chance, please go to our website, eccfpd.specialdistrict.org. We are still taking suggestions through our We Are Listening campaign, compiling all that data. Some of you have probably seen our video that has come out that we put out about our district issues that we're facing. If you haven't had a chance, please go to our website and watch that. But we will begin the next phase of our We Are Listening here in right after the new year starts, and I will be presenting info on that after the new year. And one final thing, we have an event coming up, Santa at the Station, on December 15th at Station 52 in Brentwood. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so come on down, bring the kids, we'll have Santa there the whole time, have some hot chocolate, and we get to visit the station and ask the man in the red suit for some gifts, huh? So, on that note, I'm available for questions, and I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because I won't see you until after that.
I would like to say that for those that are here, if you haven't seen the video, go onto the website, ECCFPD. It's a good video, worthy of having everybody take a look at it. Good job on that.
Oh, thank you. I'll pass it on to Chief Holman. Thank you.
Thank you. No presentation, so we'll move on to G1. Staff?
Yes, as the board is aware, we've been dealing with a broken water pipe underneath Willow Lake. And we've shut off the pipe, and the issue is, in terms of trying to replace the pipe, the issue is fire flow. And We've gone back and forth with the fire department over, is this an issue? We've had our engineering department do modeling scenarios. And the bottom line is, after several exchanges with, it's not an emergency, it is an emergency, we received a letter from the fire department that, based on the latest information they've collaborated on, that an emergency exists, that our fire pressure flows during peak periods could be below the required minimum, and we are actually in violation if we do not get the pipe repaired immediately. What that means, though, is to get the pipe done immediately is to bypass normally some CEQA requirements, fish and game requirements, and fish and game takes very seriously going into waters and without the necessary documents, permits, studies, etc. So we've kind of weighed whether or not you know, this is something that we absolutely need to do to declare this an emergency so that we can begin to fix that pipe immediately. And based on the fire department's letter, we believe that this is a staff belief that this is an emergency. That to delay this could cause significant damage to property if we don't have significant water to put out a fire, and possibly even affect lives. So what's before you now is to declare this matter an emergency by resolution, and that we will proceed in an emergent way to get the broken pipe repaired. We do have staff if you need any technical information.
Stand by, there may be some questions. And thank you. And with that, I'll go straight out for public comments, if there's any public comments on this subject. Frank?
I wanted to know why you just couldn't cap off both ends like you're going to do and forget replacing the pipe there. I'm not sure where your damage is, but I don't know why you can't cap it off, because the water to the fire hydrant, same that comes to my house. If you cap that both off and then rain your test again, you may get the higher rate you're looking for the fire department.
Would in response to that, I'll let Mike come on up. Is that good?
Yes, Mike Rocket, Projects Manager for Town Discovery Bay. So the pipe right now is basically capped off at both ends with the two valves closed, and that's the issue, is that by having the valves closed and no water flowing through the pipe, it's lowering the amount of water that can flow to fire hydrants, and that's what the general manager was indicating, was that that has lower flow during a time of fire with those valves closed, which is in essence capping off the ends of the pipe, which is why you need to put the pipe back in service to bring it to flow back up.
Does that give you circulation because of that?
Correct. That provides what we call looping, and the looping water mains provides adequate flow for fire.
Thank you, Mike. Any other public comments? Seeing no other comments, I'll close public comments, bring it back to the board for discussion.
I don't think we have much discussion. I think we've got a mandate from the fire department to get the pipe fixed as soon as possible. So I'll move staff recommendation.
I'll second.
All those,
I got a question.
Yes, please.
From staff, what do you think that the timing is? Given an emergency here, if we adopt the resolutions, when do we have someone working on that pipe?
I'll let Mike answer that, but we're going to start moving tomorrow, actually. Getting the records recorded and all of this stuff, and we will most likely go through Veolia to arrange for getting the job done.
Is there an estimate, though, on the, is it a month, 2 months, 6 months?
Something like this, probably we're talking about 2 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I have heard a first and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Manager's report. Do we have any? Director's reports. Finance Committee. Director Lee.
Yes. Finance Committee met this afternoon. We discussed. Let me grab my agenda. opportunity here. We discussed some preliminary financing for the denitrification project. It's very preliminary at this point until the design gets a little bit further along, but looking at reserves and financing alternatives, I gave some direction to staff to begin the process of looking at how we might lend some borrowing and some use of reserves, maintaining some adequate reserves for some unknown issues within that, not only the denitrification project, but other wastewater projects that are upcoming. And then we also discussed moving the treasury responsibilities from Contra Costa County to County Discovery Bay staff.
Very good, thank you. Internal operations?
Where again, we met this afternoon. We met this afternoon and we discussed some of the timing that the holidays coming up, which was going to conflict with some with a board meeting in January, and also you know, how we're going to deal with office hours during the holiday period, and then also discussed the leases that we have with the Lions Club and the Discovery Bay Foundation for some storage facilities on Discovery Bay Boulevard, and so those leases were approved today.
Very good. Thank you. Good information. Wastewater Committee, Vice President Pease.
We met and discussed in a little more detail the emergency issue we just passed, but in addition to that, we was brought to our attention, staff starting to look at an asset management plan, which is going to give us the capability to look far into the future, help us for planning, but also help us get to a situation, hopefully, that we won't have as many emergency breaks in our pump line or pump or lines in the water distribution system. And we look forward to having that. So probably that plan is probably going to take about a year to get put together.
Very good. Thank you. Any other reportable items?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I want to thank Mr. Vincent for coming up and stating his opinion. Several times during his conversation, he did express the fact that these are opinions. And so I don't want things that are said here and reported to be mistaken in the social media as fact, because they're not always fact. Some are, some aren't, but mostly they're opinion, and I just want to thank you for pointing that out, Frank, while you were speaking.
Thank you. Any other? Okay. General Manager's report.
As you may be aware, Channel 3 was out here tonight to do a news report on the lights that were stolen from the front of Discovery Bay entrance a couple weeks ago. And as in typical fashion with Discovery Bay, residents stepped up, Captain Frank Morgan, to donate some lights. So I'll be out there with him hopefully tomorrow. And we're going to attempt to get some temporary Christmas lights up for the holiday season.
And just so those, we do have a few here from the community. The lights were stolen off the new lights that were just turned on. I think we had them on for a couple of weeks.
It was about 2 weeks.
And there's two rows, upper deck and lower deck, and the lower deck was taken. So there was a police report filed, and we're working through that now. Thank you. Thank you for the update. Okay. Any update? General Managers? Nothing.
That was my
okay. Correspondence received for information only, Contra Costa County Byron Municipal Advisory Council. Any future action or agenda items? Seeing none, I will call the meeting adjourned.